is the queen. Dear queen, your beloved son was lost a long time and will put an end to all your material pangs. There's no purport for this. We'll read text 52. Most of you have access, so we can repeat. Abhayarchitas Tvayanunam Bhagavan Pranatartiha Yat Anudhyayino Dhira Mrityam Jigyu Sudurjayam Abhayarchitas Tvayanunam Bhagavan Pranatartiha Yad Anudhyayino Dhira Mrityam Jigyu Sudurjayam. Word to word meaning: Abhayarchitaha, worship Tvaya, by you, Nunam, however, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pranata Artiha, who can deliver his devotees from the greatest danger, yet whom Anudhyayinaha, constantly meditating upon, Dhiraha, great saintly persons, Mrityam, death, Jigyuhu, conquered, Sudurjayam, which is very difficult to overcome. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dear Queen, you must have worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead who delivers His devotees from the greatest danger. Persons who constantly meditate upon Him surpass the course of birth and death. This perfection is very difficult to achieve. Purport. Dhruva Maharaja was the lost child of Queen Suniti, but during his absence, she always meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is able to rescue his devotees from all dangers. While Dhruva Maharaja was absent from his home, not only did he undergo severe austerities in the forest of Madhuvan, but at home also, his mother prayed to the Supreme Lord for his safety and good fortune. In other words, the Lord was worshipped by both the mother and the son, and both were able to achieve the supreme benediction from the Supreme Lord. The word Sudurjayam, an adjective which indicates that no one can conquer death, is very significant. When Dhruva Maharaj was away from his home, his father thought that he was dead. Ordinarily, a king's son, only 5 years old and away from his home in the forest, would certainly be supposed dead, but by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only was he saved, but he was blessed with the highest perfection. Omajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Se Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Those who would have expected Keshav Prabhu to give a class, sorry, just have to bear with me. I was told to give or discuss Bhagavatam today. As we are going through the transition in Dhruva Maharaj's lifetime, and how as an angry 5-year-old boy going towards the Lord, being guided by his mother, and then later on intervened by his spiritual master. Now he is on his, we can even say he's like our hero, who's now being praised and celebrated by everyone on his way back home. Now, the people, the people in the kingdom, they also came to receive Dhruva Maharaj. And the verses, current one, the previous one, they are spoken by the Praja. So they themselves are praising to describe Suniti, Virasu, yeah. A mother who produced a great hero. So here we again see the glorification of Mother Suniti. Such a Virasu mother, what was she doing when her beloved son was almost assumed dead by others? In the purport, Prabhupada mentions, the father did not have any hope that his son would be coming alive. But Mother Suniti, she kept praying to the Lord. So that's the level of surrender that she is practicing. She is able to send her son away to forest in a spiritual, after inducing him to go on a spiritual journey. And then she, sitting at home, she doesn't lament or roll in the ground, look, I have sent my son, and she doesn't panic. She is very composed and she is constantly offering prayers to the Lord. Now, how does this work? Because the Lord, being a transcendental, we can call as a transcendental GPS person, he knows where Dhruva is and he knows where Mother Suniti is. The prayers that are offered by the mother, because it's very sincere and done with a complete mood of complete surrender, he is also protecting the son. So the concept of one devotee praying for the welfare, well-being and protection for other devotees is very common. I first came across this theme and a specific term for this in a Back to Godhead article written by Her Grace Urmila Mataji. So I'll be basing the first part of the discussion from the article by Urmila Mataji. She uses the term intercessory prayers. So intercession means a person is requesting or praying God to intervene in your life and change the course. Basically a prayer offered to God to protect someone else. Intercessory. It is by Mother Uttara. She was praying to the Lord not to protect herself. And she even says that, my dear Lord, if you so desire, let the Brahmastra take my life, but you please protect the child in my embryo. Pahi pahi mahayogin deva deva jagatpate nanyam tvat abhayam pashye yatra mrityu parasparam. She petitions to the Lord by saying, O Lord of the Lords, O Lord of the universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me. Protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. in the next prayer, she says, "Oh my Lord, you are all powerful." As you, we know the background, the Brahmastra is coming towards her. "A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally, if you so desire. But please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do me this favor, my Lord." So, here is an incident where Mother Uttara is praying for the protection of Maharaj Parikshit, who is in the womb at that time. So we will look at several such instances in the Bhagavatam. Again, in first canto, even prior to this, the way Bhagavatam unfolds is by the curse which Maharaj Parikshit received from the Brahmana boy. Now, the child has committed a very heinous act of cursing the king out of his own vanity to prove that Brahmanas have more strength over Kshatriyas, and just out of his childishness, the son of Samika Rishi cursed Maharaj Parikshit without knowing the implications. Now, this is a very serious offense to the devotee. So Samika Rishi recognizes that I have to save my son also from a biggest offense that he has committed. So he petitions the Lord. "My dear Lord, please pardon this immature boy who had no intelligence and who committed this great sin of cursing a person who is completely free from all sins, who was subordinate and who deserved to be protected." So here, Samika Rishi is in the mood of protecting his son, but he also brings out the point as to how Brahmanas are meant to protect the Kshatriyas and not curse them. So because his son has gone ahead and cursed Maharaj Parikshit, here Samika Rishi is offering this intercessory prayers, asking the Lord to intervene and to protect his son. Later, as we move in Bhagavatam, we see how in the famous episode of killing of Hiranyakashipu, after that happened, the tender heart of Prahlad Maharaj is brought out by his prayers. He knows that the Lord is all powerful, and just by his father being touched by him, the father is purified. But still, out of the soft heartedness which is in natural for a devotee, he prays to the Lord. He says, "O Supreme Lord, because you are so merciful to the fallen souls, I ask you for only one benediction." He praises the Lord as a person who can offer benediction, Varada Ishat, the Supreme Personality of God, and who offers benedictions even to exalted demigods like Brahma and Shiva. He praises the Lord as Maha Ishvara. And then he petitions for his father. "I know that my father at the time of his death had already been purified by your glance upon him. But because of his ignorance of your beautiful power and supremacy, he was unnecessarily angry at you, falsely thinking that you were the killer of his brother. Thus he directly blasphemed your lordship, the spiritual master of all living beings, and committed heavily sinful activities directed against me, your devotee. I wish that he be excused for these sinful activities." Again, here we see Prahlad Maharaj asking the Lord to intervene and offering the intercessory prayers, where he is addressing the Lord as the one who gives the benediction, and at the end he is again glorifying the Lord as Kripana Vatsala, one who is material, merciful, even to the materialistic person. So he gives a kind of contrast himself. So I am a devotee, he has blasphemed me and he has spoken against me and he has blasphemed you. But still, you be merciful upon him because you are Kripana Vatsala. He is asking the Lord to intervene here. As far as wishing well for others, Kalyana, that guna, is one of the aspect of pure devotion. And that's why the peak of that embodiment of wishing well for others and asking the Lord to intervene in the life of every living being, that is being brought out in the character of Prahlad Maharaj. He offers another prayer. This is the very famous one in the 5th canto, 18th chapter, 9th verse. Swastyastu visvasya kala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam ito diya manascha badram bhajatada dokshaje aveshyatam no matir api ahaituki. Prahlad Maharaj prays, may there be good fortune throughout the whole universe and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. Here is where he brings out the potency of bhakti and also the mood of a devotee. He says, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. This is a very powerful prayer which is worthy of remembering and memorized and can be offered daily. I personally use this prayer as to rectify my own envy. When a lot of envy comes up in my heart, I try to recite this prayer where the Prahlad Maharaj is praying, may all envious persons be pacified. And in that purport, Prabhupada writes, everyone in this material world is envious. So there he says, Prabhupada writes in the purport, therefore we should pray to Narasimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Narasimha, Hrudaye Narasimha. The material world is full of envious persons, but if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Here Prahlad Maharaj is asking the Lord to intervene and protect and pacify all the envious living beings. So he is going to that extent of offering intercessory prayers where he is praying for the benefit of all. Another example of such a request for intervention can be found against a person who has cursed you, who has wished ill for you. When that person is in danger, still the devotee intervenes and asks for the protection of a person who is trying to harm him. Such is the magnanimity of a devotee who has developed pure devotion. And this devotee is quoted as the person who has perfected all the angas of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. He is quoted as an example. And what does he do? He prays to Sudarshan Chakra. By this time you would have known who the personality is. It is Maharaj Ambarish. When Sudarshan Chakra was chasing Durvasamuni, is the same person who cursed you, who created a demon to kill you, and despite all that, he's saying, he doesn't go, hey, hey, it's your turn, enjoy. You're going to be killed by Sudarshan Chakra, that's what you deserve. He didn't do that. He was merciful enough to pray to Sudarshan Chakra, so please, if at all I have given charity, if at all my entire lineage, they have done some pious activities, O protector of the universe, he addresses Sudarshan Chakra, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a powerful weapon for killing envious enemies. Please do favor this poor Brahmana. This will be certainly a favor for all of us. He goes on to pray, if we have performed any ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, if we have properly carried out our occupational duties, I wish in exchange that this Brahmana be freed from the burning caused by Sudarshan Chakra. So, he is even willing to put all of his pious credit at stake just to save Durvasa Muni, who moments ago was cursing him and trying to kill him. Again, we see how devotees are asking the Lord to intervene and save. And this instance, it's saving their own enemy, in one sense. Later on, there's another interesting instance where the wives of an envious person who was trying to create havoc in an entire village and who has been doing it for many years together, and the entire village was suffering. And when